Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. I'm Bob Pappas. We look back at the Giants' thrilling win against the Washington Redskins, 27-23. Joining me, as always, my co-host, Carl Banks. And, Carl, a first quarter in which the Washington Redskins, on their first offensive possession, set a tone. They went on a 17-play drive. Giants held them to a field goal, but you could see right from the beginning that Robert Griffin III was going to be problems for the Giants.
Yeah, he really was, because what he ends up doing is impacting all of your decision-making, not just when he has the ball, but what he may or may not do with the ball. And I think the Giants were in a read-and-react mode early in the game.
So the Washington Redskins have a 3-0 lead. They rip off 17 plays. Giants get the ball back, trying to get something done as far as their offense is concerned. So the first quarter ends with a 3rd-and-1 conversion. Martellus Bennett with a 31-yard catch. And, Carl, obviously a little momentum for the Giants at the end of the quarter. But talk about the importance of Martellus Bennett within the framework of this offense.
Well, when you look at all the weapons they have on the outside of the offense, at times teams will focus a lot on trying to take away two receivers. And when Martellus Bennett has a mismatch on the inside of the defense, either versus a safety or a linebacker, it's certainly a guy that can move the chains.
So the first quarter ends with the Giants trailing 3-0, but driving the ball in the Washington Redskins. We'll tell you about the second quarter when we return after this timeout here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. The second quarter starts with the Giants trailing the Redskins 3-0. Now, the Giants had hit the 3rd-and-1 to Bennett at the end of the first quarter. They face a 3rd-and-10, little swing pass to Ahmad Bradshaw. He beats London Fletcher for an 11-yard gain. Then the Giants convert a 3rd-and-7 on a pass play to Hakeem Nicks. So the Giants have the ball inside the 5-yard line, looking to take their first lead of the day.
Hand off Brown. He dies, hit by Fletcher. It bounces in for the touchdown.
Andre Brown powers it in from a yard out. Carl, just talk a little bit about sort of the Giants getting the ball inside the one and powering the ball in against the Redskins.
Well, that was important, because to get into the red zone and to convert to a 7-point instead of a 3-point play is important, because this offensive line had some momentum coming out of last week in running the football, and you want to make sure that you can put a punctuation mark on that drive.
The Redskins get the ball back at their own 20, and right away Hankerson, a 23-yard catch, and then Morris for 15, Young for 5, Griffin for 8, Morris for 3 more. So the Redskins have a 3rd-and-7 at the Giants' 26-yard line. Can the Giants' defense hold Washington in a field goal again? Didn't work out that way.
Santana Moss in motion to the left. Royster to the left of RG3. Takes the snap, little bubble screen for Moss. He's got room to the 20. He's to the 15, he's to the 10, and he goes in untouched.
All right, I know Santana Moss has been an outstanding player in the league for a long time. How does he not get touched on the 26-yard bubble screen?
Well, I think, number one, probably the scouting report said when he's in the game, because he doesn't play a lot. You know, they're down a lot of receivers, and he still doesn't play a lot. So he becomes their gimmick guy. And because they had the defense so off balance with a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and that bubble screen was just another one of those little bit of that plays where they just didn't prepare for it. But when he's on the field, I'm sure the game plan said expect him to get the ball.
All right, so the Redskins have the lead again, 10-7. Giants get the ball back. Got a nice drive going, but Eli Manning on a 3rd down has Victor Cruz. That play is money inside the 10-yard line. misfires. Giants have to settle for a field goal. Redskins get the ball back, and I mean, Robert Griffin III for 28. Morris goes for 30. I mean, they're just taking it to the Giants. We're inside the two-minute warning, and it's 3rd and 5 at the Giants 17 with the Redskins threatening for another score when the defense makes a big play.
Robert Griffin III calls signals. Giants a little confused. Takes the snap. He's back to throw. He's under pressure. Sack! Back at the 26-yard line. Justin Tuck gets his first sack of the season. It's a loss of 9.
It's good to kind of get off the snide with OC and JPP, killing me in the meeting room and calling me the old guy. But, you know, it was good to, you know, make a play and help, you know, in a way to help this team win a football game.
Carl, Justin Tuck gets his first sack of the season, which forces a field goal for the Redskins, who then go up 13-10. But talk about the pass rush and why the Giants were able to get some hits on Robert Griffin III as the game wore on.
Well, I think from a passing perspective, every guy had the responsibility of beating their men. They didn't try to gimmick it. They didn't try to freelance. They stayed in their rush lanes, but they beat their individual matchups, and that's how they were able to get some pressure on him.
Giants get the ball back at their own 20-yard line, and look, it's Eli Manning time. They execute the 2 minutes to perfection. Actually, they took over with 1:49 to go. They use their timeout, their last timeout, and they wind up getting Lawrence Tynes' 39-yard field goal. So at the half, Giants and Redskins tied up at 13. We'll tell you about the third quarter after this timeout here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the third quarter. Giants and Redskins tied up at 13. Washington gets the ball to start the third quarter. Carl, on the very first play of the second half, they get an 11-yard gain. But then the Giants hold them to three and out after that. First punt of the day for the Redskins. What kind of message did that send coming out to start the third quarter?
Well, look, it was important that they did get a stop because Washington goes in tied, but they're feeling like, boy, they can move the football on this Giant defense. So the Giant defense came out and says, we've got to make them punt. We've got to get them in a different mindset. And they did.
Giants don't do anything with the football. They go three and out, punt the ball back, and Washington starts another drive. But after a penalty, the Redskins have a 1st and 20 at their own 41-yard line. Hand off to Alfred Morris. Linval Joseph with the big play, forcing the fumble, recovered by Michael Boley. Here's a look at it.
Shotgun set for Robert Griffin III. Now, Morgan comes set behind him. Handoff. Morris fumbled the football, and the Giants have it at the 39.
Carl, in the first half, Morris was very physical with the Giants. Here we saw the Giants being physical back at him. What was the change in their ability to slow him down?
Well, I think they were more aggressive up front, more decisive in what they wanted to do. So instead of reacting to what Morris was doing like they did in the first half, this time they made him react to what they were doing, which meant they were penetrating the line of scrimmage and getting depth back there so he wouldn't have a free lane to run.
All right, so the Giants look to now cash in, and they move the ball down the field. Bradshaw, 15-yard run. Bennett has a 17-yard catch. They have a 2nd and 8 at the Washington 26 when the Giants return the favor.
Manning calls the signals. Drops straight back to throw. Sets, looks right, throws right in the pass. Intercepted by the Redskins. Wilson on the pick. And he's knocked down at the 16.
Carl, tough to tell if Eli overthrew Martellus Bennett or underthrew Victor Cruz. But again, the timing of their offense in the passing game didn't seem as crisp as normal.
And I think, again, this is indicative of the type of game this has been over the series of years. And that's because they have a defense that they like to drop surprise guys in areas. And I think the uncertainty on that pass play was evidence of that.
So now the Redskins get the ball at their own 16-yard line, and they start driving down the field pretty quickly. They use an end-around, couple nice pass plays, but then the Giants' defense makes a play of their own.
He'll throw this time in a fake. Over the middle, intercepted by Stevie Brown. Threw it right to him. Up the left sideline, across midfield, to the 40-yard line, and tackled at the Redskin 35.
Stevie Brown stepped in, marvelously for Kenny. And it just seems like when we needed a big play, you know, the Cleveland interception, this interception. I mean, he's been Johnny on the spot for us. And, I'll give him a hard time because he's a Michigan grad. But, you know, it's very rewarding to watch him go out there and play and help his football team, get victories.
Stevie Brown with the huge interception. Now, Carl, it looks like to the average fan or me, wow, Robert Griffin III threw it right to him. What was he thinking? But there were some things that the Giants did in that play to force that situation.
Yeah, well, basically, again, a halftime adjustment. They were hitting slant plays in the first half. So they took the first window of the slant away, and the safety sitting there. Now, the objective of a slant is to throw it before the ball gets to the safety. So what Robert Griffin saw was, this window's closed. Let me go to the next window. Well, the safety was sitting in there, and you can't come back late across the middle.
41-yard return took it to the Redskins' 35-yard line. Dominic Hixon has a big 19-yard catch. The third quarter ends with an Ahmad Bradshaw 6-yard run. So the Giants have the ball at the Redskins' 9-yard line. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. Giants and Redskins tied at 13, starting the fourth quarter. But the Giants have the ball at the Washington 9-yard line, and they power it. They get a first down on a 3rd-and-2, which sets up 2nd-and-goal at the Washington 1 as the Giants look to regain the lead.
Handoff from Ahmad Bradshaw, powers right, and he's in, touchdown. The official on the far side said he broke the plane.
Carl, tremendous job by Bradshaw staying low and just breaking the plane. Replay upheld the touchdown.
Yeah, it was interesting because everyone was fighting and trying to get leverage up high, and he just kind of like a little kid just squirts between their legs and gets the ball into the end zone.
20-13 Giants. Redskins get the ball back. They start at their own 20. Now they face a couple times here, Carl. They faced a 4th-and-2, which they converted, and a 4th-and-1, which they converted. But it was the third down defense. On 3rd-and-17, they gave up 15. On 3rd-and-14, they gave up 13. They got to do a little bit better job on those 3rd-and-longs to not allow Washington to even have the option to go for it.
Right. I think the difference is field position of those 3rd-downs, and they knew if they were going to get close enough, they had a guy who could get you 2 or 3 yards, just his presence on the field. So when it's 3rd-and-long, you got to keep it 4th-and-long, not 4th-and-inches.
So the Giants couldn't stop the Redskins on a couple of 4th-downs, but they stopped them on a 1st-and-10.
1st-and-10 at the Giants 27. Giants by 7, 20-13. Fake handoff, and he fumbles the football, recovered by the Giants. Linval Joseph's got it.
Great job by Jason Pierre-Paul to get pressure and knock the ball out of Robert Griffin III's hands and force the turnover.
Yeah, that was a big play there. Again, everyone doing their job, and Griffith came his way. He was able to make a big play on it.
Linval Joseph with the recovery. So now the 7-10 to go in the game. The Giants lead by 7, and they start 1st-and-10 at their own 29-yard line. Doesn't work out that way, though, as far as the Giants' offense sort of chewing up clock. In fact, a mistake right out of the chute.
Manning back to throw. And he throws it left, and it's intercepted by Rob Jackson, intended for Knicks.
Yeah, just, you know, that outside linebacker just dropped right into the lane and, had a little pressure up top. So, you know, I just didn't see him drop. By the time I threw it, he just, you know, snuck right into that window and made the play. So, just a tough break.
All right, Carl, all the Monday morning quarterbacks kind of looking at this, wow, they're throwing on first down. Jackson gets the interception. Tell me what the Giants and Eli Manning and the offense are seeing while they're on the field.
When you have that many guys at the line of scrimmage, slants are always available because it's a single high safety, and go routes because the safety can't get over the top. What Eli called was a hitch or a quick out. And the outside linebacker who was at the line of scrimmage just went horizontal and jumped up and grabbed the pass.
All right, now to the Giants' defense credit here, they do not allow Washington to get a touch, and they hold them to a field goal, so they preserve the lead. It's 20-16. Giants get the ball back, though, Carl. They got a nice drive going and really almost a chance to ice the game with 3:15 to go. And on a third and one, they try a back shoulder throw to Akeem Nix, and again, the timing just a little bit off. A little bit wide. Maybe Nix isn't there where Eli expected it to. So now it's nervous time at MetLife Stadium because a touchdown beat you. So the Redskins start to drive, and obviously fourth down. They got a fourth and 10, and it looks like the Giants have this game shut down. But the rookie from Baylor kept the game alive.
This is a fourth and 10 with 2:07 to go. Takes the snap. Back to throw is RG3. He's under pressure. He's going to run to his left. Chased by Pierre Paul. Nowhere to go. Now jukes once. Throws it over the middle and completes it to the 40-yard line and a first down.
He escaped. He ran around back there. I was shocked there wasn't a lineman downfield. He ran around back there, which seemed like forever, and he hit the tight end in the middle of the field while we had guys chasing him. JPP was right there in the beginning, but couldn't corral him.
Second and 6. Back to throw. Lobs one down the left side, and it's caught for the touchdown. Santana Moss beat Hosley, and the Redskins have the lead with 1:32 to go.
He's a veteran speedy receiver, man. You know, I could have helped myself get a better jam on him, you know, but he had a lot of field to work with and took advantage of that, and it was a great, great, great pass by the quarterback.
So the Giants, now they got to respond. There's a minute 27 to go in the game, but Eli Manning's the Giants quarterback. After an incomplete pass, Eli Manning does what he does best. He wins football games, which leads us to this week's New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game.
Manning back to throw. Steps up, deep ball down the middle of the field. He's got Cruz, 35, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Giants! 73 yards! And the Giants have the lead back. Salsa time at MetLife Stadium.
With our offense and with Eli at the helm, we're never really too worried. We know that, you know, no matter what situation we're in, no matter how many points we need or field goal, I think we know that we have the confidence that we can do it. We can get ourselves in the right position to kick a field goal. We can get ourselves in position for a touchdown. So, you know, we just have a lot of confidence in each other and in Eli, and I think it shows on the field.
Victor Cruz, a 77-yard touchdown catch. And, Carl, what did the Giants see in the defense that was able them to get over the top? This is a worst-case scenario for the Redskins.
Well, look, they were hitting some plays. They weren't taking big shots, but they were moving the ball, so safeties tend to cheat up. And they got what they wanted, and it was Victor Cruz and Eli Manning connection.
Yeah, and despite the fact that, you know, the offensive passing game was not as crisp when they needed it to be, it was. But the Redskins still have time. They take over at their own 20-yard line with a minute 13 to go. And, you know, they get a first down. And now they're trying to make a play middle of the field. Robert Griffin III looking to get his team in position and maybe steal this one right back from the Giants. But the Giants get one more turnover to seal the deal.
Takes the snap, back to throw. Over the middle, Moss makes the catch. Fumble the football, it's loose. Giants say they have it at the 43, and they do.
Oh, it's huge. You know, it's huge. I think we were relentless. We played lights out when you're talking about stripping the ball all day. We had a couple other opportunities that may have fallen on it, but for Hosey to come over, for Chase, first and foremost, to strip the ball and for Hosey to come over, that's huge. That's huge, and that's something that we preach in practice against every week.
Get up! Let's go! Get up!
Good effort by Chase Blackburn to wrestle the ball out of Santana Moss's hands and then recover the fumble. Wasn't perfect, Carl, but a team victory.
Well, it's 60 minutes. You got to play hard for 60, especially against a team like that. And, again, you make enough plays to win.
Yeah, and despite you know, some of the problems that the Giants had, they forced four turnovers in the game. This is the third straight game in which they forced three or more turnovers. After the game, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin addressing his team.
Hey, just as we said now, going to be one hell of a football game in the division. You hung in there, you persevered, it wasn't all pretty. Some of those plays in the fourth quarter were really poor plays. We hung in and we kept battling. We believed, and we found a way to win. That's a hell of a job in the division, getting our first win, and congratulations to everybody. Here we go, man. Number seven, all right, way to go, D. Way to battle, D. Way to battle, O. Way to go, special teams. Let's have a team, man. One, two, three.
Team.
Good win, fellas.
Tell them what you merit.
Carl, obviously after the Giants win in San Francisco a week ago, different kind of game against Washington. Was it as pretty for the fans? No. But the bottom line is they're 5-2 and now 1-2 in the division.
And they have put together another consecutive win, and that's important. So the W's count the same when you look back on them.
All right, that wraps it up for this week's show. For Carl and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Make sure you join us next week right here on MSG as we rewind the Giants and Cowboys on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.